We're in Siman Shin Yud Dalid. We're up to Siv Zayin. We'll be doing from Zayin to Yud. Now, we learned the halacha yesterday that it is mutter to go and chop off the top of a barrel in order to get whatever's in it, because your ikar kavan is to take the lid off. The poskim ask Akasha, why is this not stira bekelim? You're actually breaking a keli. And they answer that based on what we paskin, that whole halacha that we learned would only work in a chavis ru'ua, in something that is not a good chavis. So that entire sif vav that we learned would have to be talking about dafka, a barrel that was made of pieces of cheres that are stuck together by zephes, by tar. But otherwise it would be aser. Further, Siv Zayin, Chosmos Shebekalib, Kagon Shida Teva Umigdal, Shakisui Shalahem Koshaben Bechevel. What happens if you have a keli where it is held shut tight by something that's tied? The halach is Yochel HaTiro, you're allowed to untie it because it's made to open and close all the time, so it's not a Kesher Shakayama. Olachotcho Besakin, or actually to tear the string with a knife. Olahater kliyoso, or to undo it. V'dafka ke'en kshiris chevel ke'yotzebo. That's only if what we're dealing with is a string. Now, by the way, on this lahater kliyoso, which is to undo it, the bir alocha in the next sif asks Akasha, because the Rambam shita is that if you go and take a bunch of strings together and wind them into a thick rope, the halacha is that's considered malachas kosher. So they ask, if that's the case, then to undo is malachas matir. So they learn that according to the Rambam, all you'd be able to allow to do this is slice it. You couldn't unravel it. Now says the Mechaber further, V'dafki keng shiris chevel v'kiyotzebo, aval posacha shal eitz v'shal mateches, osur lahafkiya u'lishaber. Whereas if it has a latch made of wood or metal, you're not allowed to break it. The bekelim nami shayach binyan gomer, because that's a good keli, and there's no binyan. And there's an isur binyan. Ustira gemura, we saw, we paskin like Tosfis, that in a good keli, there's binyan and stira if it's gomer. Ubitam zeh, for this reason, also lo hosir hatsirim shekorim gunzish shachorei hatevis im nevet hamafteach. Say you lose the key, the same way that you cannot break the lock, you can also not break off the hinges. V'yesh matirim bezu, and there are those who are matir. Ushviris poschos shel tevis yesh matir v'yesh oser. Now, what is this? So this machlokus is the machlokus if we say yesh stira bekelim or no. And we paskin, there is stira bekelim. Al yidei nochri, by way of a non-Jew, the machaber is allowing you to rely on the dea that ain't stira bekelim. Sifches, choslos, pirish mine kelim shel tmorim v'ugrogros. What they make is some kind of envelope in which you cover up a particular fruit in order for it to ripen. Imakisui kosher bechevel matir v'sosa sharshuros achevel v'chotech afilo besakin. So it's the same halacha that we previously saw. You're allowed to undo it. V'afilo gufen shel choslos. This is the chiddush of this sif. You're actually allowed to destroy the chosel. The mechaber is paskening al pi the kolbo that choslos, which are these things that are made just to cover up the fruit and then get thrown away, become like the shell of the fruit, and you're allowed to open it on Shabbos. Now, based on this halacha, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuvas wants to say that any kind of container that the food comes in, and the normal thing to do is throw the container out when you're done with the food, is a chosel. It is totally bottled to the fruit, to the food, and therefore it does not have a shem keli altogether, and you can just open and close it as you wish. So according to Rav Moshe, any kind of wrapper that you will throw out when you're done with the food, there is no iser in opening on Shabbos. A bag, say. Siftes. Mutter lafki of alachto kishrei hashput shekoshim betle o ba'ov hatzluyim. You're allowed to undo the knots when they that they tie the shpud, the skewer that you roast something on, where you tie the animal to it. So that means that if you're talking about meat that comes all tied up, you're allowed to undo that. You're allowed to undo those knots. You're allowed to break them. Yes, sifyud. Chosmo shebekarka kagon dele shel bor shekoshebo chevel. If you went and sealed the door to a pit, yochel lahatiro delav kesher shakayamahu sherei omid lahatir. Since that is regularly opened, it's not a kesher shakayama. Avol lo mafkia v'chotech. There, you're not allowed to cut it mishum stira because it's connected to the ground, so there'd be an iser of stira. V'dav kesher lekayim amanah shelo lasir b'shabbos. Whereas on that day it's made to be taken apart, then there's no isastira. Mitamzem muter lahatir daf shemesimos lefnei atana for shokron so betichin also lekiyum. What people do is there are halachas that there are times that you have to plaster down the door to an oven in order to leave the food in there on Shabbos. And what they'll do is they'll break all of that and open it on Shabbos. Why is it muter to break it? Why is that not a stira? The answer is, since it was only meant for that day and it was meant to be opened up that day already, it is not considered a binyan. You're allowed to open it.